time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our recent, or rather weekly, deep dive into the world of real estate. Shane Mast on from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So
did I just hear that right?
Yeah.
It might be a wet 4th of July.
I just a slight chance.
I don't remember the last time there was any rain on the 4th of July. It might not be a bad thing early in the morning.
So,
with all those fireworks going off.
Yeah, so tell us about real estate. A lot's been going on. What's new in the market?
Yeah, for sure. We're very rapidly shifting from a seller's market into a buyer's market. We're not quite into a buyer's market yet, but we are getting there. We gained another 24 houses since we last spoke last Friday, bringing our total for the county now is over 350 houses. And that's the first time that we've had over 350 houses available for sale in Douglas County since, I believe, August of 2020, which, that was right at the beginning of the pandemic. So lots of options out there for buyers right now. Interest rates have kind of settled. So as of right now, I just checked the national average for a 30-year conventional is 5.7, which is over half a percentage lower than they were 2 weeks ago. So they've actually kind of settled down into a more reasonable rate. Price increases are very rare. Price drops are not rare. About 40% of all the houses in Douglas County have had a price drop in the last 4 weeks. So all these are good signs for buyers. And one thing I thought I'd talk about today is investing. A lot of people have been waiting for this kind of shift in the market to where they can perhaps buy rental properties or office buildings, those type of things to have some income coming in. And the first thing I wanted to talk about in investing is house hacking. And house hacking is a term, a lot of millennials are doing this, but house hacking is when you buy a multifamily unit, so that's defined as two or more units, like a duplex or bigger, you can buy that as a mortgage and live there. So in an FHA loan, for example, a lot of people think you need like 20, 25% down. You only need 3.5% down on an FHA loan, and you can, let's just say you bought a duplex for $350,000, you put 3.5% down, which is roughly going to be around $10,000 down, and you live in one unit, you rent, you keep the other side rented out, and a lot of times that can pay for half all the way up to 100% of your mortgage, and you live in your side rent free it's a good portion of the rent, and you have a very low mortgage payment, which I think is quite smart. I wasn't that smart when I was first getting into home buying, but it's a great way to get into a house. You can also use the rent from the other unit you're not occupying as income towards your mortgage. So when you're qualifying for a mortgage, it's one way to kind of hedge against the higher interest rates is to get somebody else helping you out with your mortgage. And you can go on FHA or VA or conventional with the minimums down all the way up to a four-unit building. So a quad or two duplexes on the same lot, you can actually buy that no money down with a VA loan. So a lot of people don't know that, but it is a great way to get in. And then eventually down the road, you can either rent your site out also and use that as it'll just be a cash flowing investment for the rest of your life. And you can use the income from both sides or all four if it's a fourplex to buy your next one. And it's a very smart way of buying it. Of course, the downside is a lot of people, when they're buying a home, they want their own land, their own property. They do own it, but you would be sharing with somebody else. That'd be the negative part of it.
Well, and probably not everybody is set up in a lot of different skill levels in terms of dealing with having tenants and things that need to be fixed and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So there are some really, really good property management companies in Roseburg. There's a used to be Raintree. It's now called CenterPoint. They manage over 600 rentals, and their rate is 8 to 10% of the rent. So if you were renting something out your other side for $1,000 a month and you wanted them to manage all that stuff, they would only charge you $80 to $100 a month to do that. So to me, it's well worth it, especially if you don't have a lot of skills in that category. They have people that will do repairs, maintenance, things like that. Also, to make sure that you don't do anything illegal with your tenant, there's a lot of laws. I would highly recommend you go through a property management company. In fact, they're going to make you more than that 8 to 10% by telling you what the rent is, making sure that you get the right renter in there and those type of things. So if you don't have the skills, you definitely could go property management. And it's a lot more inexpensive than most people think.
And are you seeing more and more, is it mainly younger people that are going this route?
It is mainly younger people. And I think it's because I think it's because of the internet, to be honest. There's lots of podcasts and YouTube videos that talk about house hacking and investing. And I think a lot of people are watching those. And by younger, I'm saying like 20s and 30s mostly. And I think it's also because 20s and 30s people are generally moving straight from renting into owning. And they're okay with sharing a wall with somebody because they've been doing it for many years. You know, if you're in your 40s, 50s, you may not want to share your property with other people, even temporarily. So I think that's probably the main reason, is that once you've not been in an apartment complex, it's hard to go back into that style of living.
Yeah, a lot of things to look at in the market right now are in the summer. It seems like to me, at least, that traditionally there's a lot of movement because maybe people are moving up or downsizing, or especially folks that maybe want to get in a certain neighborhood around a particular school. Are you seeing that going on this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. This is usually prime real estate time. This is when usually most of the homes are being listed, and also when most houses are selling is going to be your May to July. Now, we're pretty steady, but we are not getting that normal explosion. Like, for example, we had 38 houses in Douglas County go pending in the last 7 days. A year ago today, I believe it was in the 70s. So there was a lot more activity and moving around. Back, of course, when interest rates are 2.9%, people can afford a lot more house. But I believe this is healthy. We're at 5.7, which is a more normal rate, and it's going to normalize prices. That's why we're having all the price drops. A lot of people can't afford the entry-level house. And that's why house hacking is something to consider, because it's an investment not just to get into a house, but it's also an investment for the cash flow in the future. Eventually, that house is going to be paid off, and you're going to be getting quite a bit in rent. There's also good tax deductions when you're renting, which we don't have time to get into. But if anybody has any questions about that, I could talk to them. And then I know we only have a couple minutes here, but the other thing besides owner-occupied investment properties, the other type of investment is what traditionally people think about when they think about people buying rentals, is generally 20 to 25% down. But there's some new, the other thing that happens with higher interest rates is new products come out. These lenders want people to borrow money, so they're going to come be more creative. One of the products that just came out is this investor loan. It's not based on your income. You don't have to even have a job to get this thing. It's based on the rent that the property you're buying. So it's a 20% down loan. And if the rent covers the mortgage payment, you get your pre-approval to buy that property. So, if, for example, $400,000 house, 20% down, that's a $320,000 loan. That's probably going to be about $2,100. So say you bought a duplex for that, and they rent it out for $1,200 a side. That's $2,400 a month. It's more. The rent is more than the mortgage. You'd be approved. You get approved for that loan if you have the 20% down, and you don't have to. This is a good one for self-employed people that have really complicated taxes. Not a lot of paperwork, and you can get into a rental fairly quickly and start. And if they're cash flowing, meaning more rent coming in than the mortgage payment, then it doesn't cost you anything but your down payment. And you got to figure. There's a lot of things to figure out. And you need to talk to a realtor about that, about just because it cash flows doesn't mean it's a good investment.
And real quickly, as we run out of time here, give folks your phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 541, and this is our office number, 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes on the Morning Report, 9 o'clock.